Good evening again. Ladies and gentlemen, David Johansen and Carlos Rico are writing a Broadway-bound musical, Poets Café. And I can't tell you how proud we are and how happy here tonight presenting it as a work in progress. Ladies and gentlemen, David Johansen and Carlos Rico, Poets Café.
Thank you. play concerns itself with a young fella, and he comes downtown, and he wants to involve himself with various bohemian types. And he meets a fella who sings a song to him called "Debouge Yourself." Now, we haven't written that song yet, but it'll be in the next production, I'm sure. So we're going to move right along to the point where he has been thoroughly debouged, and he writes his first epic poem. And it concerns the history of the United States in three bloody verses and a chorus. And it's called "The American Gypsy." And it goes like this.
Okay, so
He gets a lot of recognition for that epic poem he's come up with. He's not as debouched as some people had thought he was. And he decides to go out and celebrate with the money he gets from the Rockefeller Foundation. And this is the scene where he leaves his girlfriend and he goes out on a wild kind of a trip. And he comes home and she's been abandoned while he's been off on this 3-day bender. And he finds her in bed with another man. He's totally indignant. But to add insult to injury, this guy gets out of the bed and beats him up. It goes something like this. It's the Rock and Roll Rampage. Susie will tell you herself.
Madam Riddle, our neighbor, he's my name. I am accustomed to men in pain. I find you very attractive, just the same. Yeah, perhaps we'll play a game. I am Riddle,
I'm
well, it looks like it's just the same. Get up, perhaps we'll play a game.
She comes to the Poets Cafe. All pandemonium breaks loose.
In the form of this next song.
How can I show that I care? She's like every time.
There comes a point in this fellow's career or his life where he's a bit down on his luck. And he's on the corner of 3rd Avenue and the Bowery. Now, he's not out on the street. He's in the back of a Mercedes or something. He's out with the Beethoven era, boozing it up. And he sees a fellow on the street who kind of gives him this like Zen revelation. And we've got the lovely, my partner, Carl DiRico. Shield Viper.
Thank you.
That was great, Carl. Thank you, Dan. Okay, now, in our young hero's career, he comes home and he finds out that, you know, he's forsaken his true destiny in a way. And he sings this next song. This is a guy I went to high school with, Port Richmond High School in Staten Island, and he's one of my oldest friends. Comes from the same neighborhood as I do in West Brighton. Also lived in Toad Hill, where I used to live, so that's a ritzy neighborhood, Toad Hill. And he's going to sing a song for you now that, it explains itself, I think. Joey Carillo.
Something about her is so beguiling. It's
tell you how you do it like nobody can.
Or is it some poor young boy who tried to satisfy you and forsake his own joy?
He tried to be so understanding,
wondering why you're so demanding.
Just as he's about to flip,
he suddenly realizes
he's with a pawn on a bum trip.
She used to wear his crown, but it made her look to down.
She thought she'd be that look for the social workers.
She tried to raise her friend like a spotlight on her head, but it just attracted
joy to this.
Then she thought about Blonde and all the times that she'd gone to see that party. She comes, you better keep your eyes peeled.
She's a blonde on a bum trip, and to me, not be that hip.
There's something gaping down inside her. Would anyone deny her? Taste the lips of a blonde on a bum trip. Suddenly, you're in the grip
of a blonde on a bum trip.
Yeah! I'll go walking that day by my poet's cafe. I'll stop thinking of my dream. Who knows what I'll think? What a day!
Please be as quickly as comfortably possible. There are people waiting to get in.